Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week, usually at a half hour earlier than today, but we are here one half hour late for the simple reason that your host, who generally proclaims himself to be quite smart and wise, cannot tell time. So, we're here at 6 and raring to go. All right. It seems like there's never a lack of important things to talk about. It's just one thing after the other. And sometimes some of them are so surprising, galling, and infuriating that you just can't even imagine it. Now, the thing that is bothering me so much today is that on Friday, when the House of Representatives had a vote, 227 out of 232 Democrats voted for illegal aliens to have the right to vote in the United States of America, essentially making them citizens. There are 25 million illegals in America and probably 18 million that are old enough to vote. And the Democrats, the Democratic Party of the United States of America, the Democratic Party that gave us Andrew Jackson, FDR, Truman, JFK, great men, great leaders, all think that illegals have the right to vote, and they have tried to put it into law that they can do this. The Democrats have done this. Now, it's going nowhere in the Senate because, thank God, the Republicans
are in control.
You
know why they're doing
it? And thank, huh?
You know why they're doing it?
Well, because they want all those people.
It?
You know. Go ahead.
Because
tell me why. What's your
They're pretty sure that they'll end up voting Democratic.
Oh yeah.
What other reason would they have?
Dick. Well, that is the reason, but to do something that is so contrary to everything that is American.
Oh God, yes.
How do you think
the people feel that have spent thousands of dollars and waited years to become citizens so that they could vote legally? How do you think they feel about what these idiots are doing? And I don't use the word idiot just offhand. That's the stupidest thing that I've heard come from them. Well, maybe the new Green Deal is more stupid, but not too far off.
This is the most cynical thing. The Green Deal is stupid.
Yeah.
This is the having illegals vote isn't stupid. It's cynical. It's an effort to try and make something right that is wrong for their own personal gain. It is despicable. It's as bad as it gets, if you ask me.
I agree.
If I were Trump and if I were the Republicans, I would show that on ads every time anybody is doing anything, saying they voted. They don't just want. This just isn't Ocasio-Cortez and and Omar and a couple of other idiots going out there saying this is what we should have. They put it on up for a vote, and all but five Democrats, all but five, voted for this.
And I bet you dollars to donuts that the five that didn't vote for it are in a purple area and know that this would come back to bite them in the tush.
As it should.
But as it should.
Here's the thing. If you love this country, I don't see how you can vote for, you know, for people like that and make the pretense that there's something about it that is good and noble and right. It's so wrong. It's beyond anything. I mean, this is literally the worst that I have seen. So cynical. So, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. From the end of Bush, 2006 to now.
2008.
No, I'm saying 2006, just picking a date, to 2019. Okay, that 13 years. How dramatically has this country changed? I mean, that I find it hard to believe myself when I sometimes listen to what these people say, and I just can't. I can't logically in my own mind say, my God, where is that coming from? That they get away with being anti-Semitic, that whenever the media gets the opportunity, they will downplay the Jews and the Christians at the same time. I mean, I just find it hard to believe that we have literally gone into the swamp as a country. And it's hard to believe, but it's out there. You know, look what's happening to the police, what's happened to the military, all of the things that have happened in this 10 odd year period of time. It's hard to believe that we've gone into the swamp that bad.
It's the institutionalizing of depravity. And I agree. Times I think about this stuff, and it's like, it's hard for me to, I mean, I'll be just driving along, and it's like, I can't believe all of this is happening, and that it has happened so fast. Now,
yeah,
I totally agree. Now, here's the thing. Let's just kind of, you know, I hadn't thought about doing this, but I think it's a really good thing to do. What, well, before I say what I'm going to say, I think it's also interesting that they stand in front of crowds and they talk about being American and returning America to what it should be, and they're talking about all this crap. They're not talking about patriotism. They're not talking about strong defense. They're not talking about the rights of citizens as versus everybody else. They're not talking about America first. They're talking about open borders, globalism, getting rid of the energy sector. All right, let's just go through it. What are the things that have changed? I'll do one and then you do one. Okay, we have become, or the Democratic Party has become, I should say that, militantly anti-Semitic, anti-Jew, anti-Israel. And it's one of their major constituencies. Amazing. I mean, 90% of Jewish people vote Democrat and have since 1948, when Harry Truman recognized the nation of Israel as legitimate, the day that David Ben-Gurion said, we are a nation. we were, and you know what? Good for Twillman. He did the right thing. Now, the Democrats are pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic to the core, being led by people who are, you know, the whole thing about the condemnation of Ilhan Omar was watered down to, well, it's not, it lets everybody be nice, instead of a condemnation of her, which she richly deserved. All right, your turn.
We, the Democrats, rail over that the illegals at the border, that we tear the children away from the parents and put them into cages and whatever, but have no problem at all talking about infanticide, which is an abortion baby being infanticide, isn't it? Infanticide, whatever. The fact that an aborted baby is born live and they don't have any problem with just letting it sit there until it dies. I mean, that is beyond the pale for me. I can't believe that any of these people would think that way. I mean, you're talking about one of the Ten Commandments of God: thou shalt not kill. And they don't have no qualms about it at all. But Dr. Kevorkian is in prison for knocking off people, and these people say it's no big deal to just let a baby die.
That's a really good one. Kevorkian isn't in prison.
He killed people.
He died, and you know, and he's probably ruining
somebody help him?
What he has done.
Did somebody help him die?
You know what? I don't think so, but I don't know that absolutely for a fact.
Might have been God helping.
Here's one. We are so committed and consumed with helping illegals, and 90% of them receive subsidies and stuff, while the Democrats consistently vote against taking care of our veterans. I don't get that. Illegals are more important than veterans. And, you know, for the longest time, they told us that there were like 11 million illegals. Remember that? Now, all of a sudden, it's 25 million.
Yeah.
That's 8% of our population.
Well,
that's a lot of people. And
sure is.
Yeah, I have no problem. It honestly, the way to take care of it the quickest and easiest is just no more money for illegals under any circumstances.
Right,
not a dime.
No help at all.
You know,
see how fast they go back home.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're coming here for. They think it's, you know, talk about milk and honey with this country, and you don't have to do anything. And you've got a congresswoman saying with the new Green Deal, we're going to pay everyone, even if you don't want to work. I mean, are you kidding me?
Right.
That's my next one. We used to have a decent Democratic Republicans you know, and then you had 9/11 and this country united, and now you've got, well, the last count was three that are outspoken anti-Semitic, all three of them. But now you've got people running for the presidency that have questionable values whatsoever. I mean, are you kidding me? Look at this, the woman that was the
including
AG
your great,
in California.
Including the senator. Yeah, including the great senator from your state, Pope.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, she is. Well, you know what, though? That's the bad part about this state is that it's totally unbelievably liberal. The nice part about where I live, my town, in the last election, voted conservative. So there's a lot of smarter people where I live, but there's a lot of older people that have worked many years and have values and not have to listen to the horse manure that's out there. It's unbelievable.
All right, here's another one. For the first time since World War II, we are completely energy independent because of the policies of Donald Trump by allowing fracking, by, you know, allowing, you know, drilling. And this is without Keystone Pipeline being finished yet, or ANWR even having one barrel of oil pumped from it, and those are vast things. Yeah.
Now I heard
and
today
simultaneously
we are producing more than Saudi Arabia.
And simultaneously, the radical left of the Democratic Party wants us to abandon fossil fuel energy in the next 12 years because the world will end, which of course is absolute rubbish and nonsense. But that's what they want. And they, you know, their policies under Obama kept us from, we should have been independent years ago, but not basically because of what Obama did. You want to do one more, or you want to go on to something else? You got another one?
Well, there's so many of them, really, when you think about it. But I think the thing that bothers me more than anything right now is that how quickly this country has forgotten about 9/11 and what these radicals did. And then what did Obama do? He let, 140,000 Somalians into Minnesota. So we end up with
Ilhan Omar.
Well, yeah, well, whatever you want to call her. And her.
Oh, that's her name,
about,
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, well.
You know, let me talk about her for one second. Number one, she's a beautiful woman. Very, you know, small, petite, you know, very pretty, very well-spoken, wears these exotic outfits that are, that match perfectly. You know, if you're going to be, you know, wear, what is the Muslim word for it? Hijab, that she does it perfectly well, is a radical, anti-American, pro-Palestinian Muslim. She's on the Foreign Committee, which means she has a security clearance to get the secrets of the United States of America, and we're just, I mean, mind boggles me that she would be put on a committee where her anti-American views and pro-Muslim views could really cause people to get killed. I mean, if they wanted to put her on the agriculture committee, something like that, you know, okay. But she was voted in. Everybody that says, you know, we should throw her out of the House of Representatives, I disagree with. She was voted in, and let the people vote her out. You know, you can't just throw somebody out because you don't like what, because if you could do that, then they could throw us out because of what we think, like they do on Facebook sometimes. I mean, they come after
what do
me
you think,
because I'm... Go ahead.
What do you think of the way Nancy Pelosi has reacted to all of this? I thought she had a lot more chutzpah and power behind herself, but she just seems to be oh-hum. Well, you know, she's a woman in Congress, but she just doesn't understand what her words mean. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? Where do you think she got to where she is standing, what she's saying? Of course she knows what she's saying. So I don't know. I really thought that this whole thing would have come to an abrupt stop with Pelosi putting her foot down. But it seems like what was that old saying? Something about the inmates are running the insane asylum now. Because that pretty much feels the way it is.
Well, Ilhan Omar is really not that significant, to be honest with you. She doesn't have any power, honestly. And, you know, they're putting her on and just championing her, which is absolute nonsense. But the American people see through this. Now, I'm going to just do something that's going to surprise you a little bit. I'm very pleased today with Nancy Pelosi. The reason is this. She has said, unless there is something that is revealed that is absolutely dramatic, we are not going to touch impeachment of President Trump. Now, at the end of her little statement, she said he's not worth it, but you know, which is, you know, unnecessary and tacky, but that's who she is.
Yeah.
Now, to say this is very important to begin with. If they do that, it's going to be very divisive and destructive for the country. But it's also going to be the end of the Democrats for control and, you know, the next presidential election. It'll flip back to the Republicans. It should anyway. You know, all of the things that we have mentioned, we've had at least five or six different major things that they are doing that are so contrary to the values of Americans. And I'm gonna just add just one last one. The Democrats are anti-white people and anti-Christian. How,
Nancy just
you
didn't.
Know. Yeah, I hear the dog.
Yeah.
Anti-Christian. I mean, what we are saying tonight on the show to our listeners, they would consider to be hate speech, while we would consider what we are saying to be just standard run-of-the-mill patriotic conservatism
and common sense.
Yeah, we don't want to leave out common sense. We definitely don't want to leave out common sense. But, you know, Trump has done a great job of fixing this economy for the most part. Now,
you mean the 10% that it's only 10% better than garbage? Isn't that what Ocasio-Cortez said yesterday? This country is only 10% better than trash, garbage. Unbelievable.
That's despicable. It is, yeah.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not very good.
Remember what Mom used to say? You get what you pay for. You got that right.
Speaking of that, you know, they are so consumed with Trump's tax returns, and yet some of those people, including Nancy Pelosi, she's worth $190 million. Where did that come from when you're making $190,000 a year?
Yeah. Huh. And how many of them are like that? And here's a president that isn't
way
even taking a paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yes. Horrible, despicable, and I want to know how they all have gotten all this money. Number one, I want that list of people.
Yeah.
That
sexual harassment.
For sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I want that made
yeah.
public. We've been asking for
yeah.
that for 2 years. Now, it isn't just Pelosi.
Isn't Fenton going after
let
that,
go.
Tom Fenton? He's still going after the judicial watch.
He's going after it, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Ryan didn't want to let that go either. Speaker Ryan.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And this country paid for it.
Oh,
our
boy.
Tax money paid off people. And they went after Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know
actually,
what? We've been getting screwed for a long time. And I guess now we, you know, it's just actually come back to where, you know, we're actually having to pay for it. Literally.
Yeah.
Not right. Not right.
No.
I don't like that at all. It's horrible. It's unfair, and that they can get away with this. It's just galling.
Well, what did Trump call it? Hey, it definitely is a swamp, and believe me, there should be term limits on these people. And they should be under the same health care that everybody else has. And they shouldn't, when they're out of office, they no longer get paid. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, some of these people can be in there for 2 years and they'll continue to get $150,000 till the day they die.
Yeah.
And we wonder why we're so in debt.
I agree. Next week, we are going to spend some time talking about the national debt because it isn't just
budget
the Democrats that
now.
Are doing this. You know, yeah, I know it. This is everybody.
Yeah.
And this is just no way to be successful long term. Anyway, we're out of time. I admitted to everybody right to begin with that I couldn't tell time, and that's why we're a half hour late tonight. So let me just say this. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. And, you know, keep the faith, folks, and we will too. Good night.